anybody.
More about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
And, of course, don't forget to enter the Mercury 9.9 Fishing Canada giveaway that's on fishingcanada.com. Mm-hmm. You can enter as often as you like. Well, I shouldn't say that. Every 24 hours you get a chance to drop another ballot in the virtual box. And we have a draw, another draw coming up Tuesday.
Yes.
October 15th, we'll be giving away another sparkling, beautiful four-stroke 9.9 Mercury technology to a lucky FishingCanada.com follower. And it's absolutely free. All you do is go there and check it out, push the contest button, answer a skill. And I want to underline bold.
Very skillfully crafted question.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. And if you don't know the answer, that's okay, because it's got the answer there somewhere. It's got a hint button.
It's even underlined.
You push that, and it takes you to the right place. And that'll be on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be drawing the latest. And then we have two more after that. And that will be nine in total that we will have given away on FishingCanada.com. It is the hottest contest in the marine industry, we're told, by the marine industry in Canada. So you don't want to miss it. FishingCanada.com. Go there, enter contest, and have fun, have at it. While you're there, of course, go through the entire Fishing Canada website. You got all kinds of cool stuff, how-tos and hot spots and all recipes, blogs. Thank you, Nicholas. All kinds of good stuff there. All at FishingCanada.com. Now, moving on. Did I say enough about that, or am I short?
No, we're good.
Because I get paid by the word on for No Smokes.
Yeah, you get paid by the word on everything.
It's like when you type an essay.
Yeah.
You just like,
it's got to get the right
three
number.
Words for one word.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's what I do here. Perfect. That's my job here. All right. We talked about going out this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend to check out the beautiful foliage, the fall colors. Our report is that we're not quite peaked yet, but in the next couple of weeks we'll be at peak season.
I'm quite excited for peak
however,
season.
Not everybody travels on Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of folks stay home. And if you're living in the city, we're going to help you now. Maybe have a day outing that might make Thanksgiving much more memorable this year. We're going to the Toronto Zoo. Joining us this morning to talk about Thanksgiving weekend goodies at the zoo is Jennifer Tracy. She is the Director of Strategic Communications and Guest Experience at the Toronto Zoo. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm pumped. I'm ready to go to the zoo. Are you kidding me? I love traveling to the zoo. Absolutely.
Oh, and I have to tell you, October is probably my favorite month at the zoo. With all of the beautiful colors, the temperature, the humidity is gone. It's great for walking around on all of our trails. And that's why we do have a lot of activities for the month of October to get people out, particularly on Thanksgiving weekend, as well as the last two weekends in October to celebrate Halloween in the city.
You know, it just dawned on me, that's a great place to go see the fall colors, actually.
It is, because then you can see, like, the animals there, too.
Yeah, absolutely, especially down in the Canadian Domain. I mean, it's a beautiful area down there. We have the Weston Pond, and on Monday, if you're at the Toronto Zoo, Thanksgiving Monday, our big, beautiful grizzly bears are going to be getting their Thanksgiving feast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's always is a delightful experience for our guests to see the grizzlies before they hibernate.
Okay, I have to obviously ask you, Nick, I'm sure you're thinking this.
Yeah.
What does a grizzly get for Thanksgiving?
Is it a turkey?
A lot of vegetables. A lot of fresh vegetables that are brought in through our nutrition center. And I think they would really, they'd mimic what you would get for Thanksgiving dinner from the vegetable perspective side of things.
Vegetables is something I'm very familiar with the last couple of months, believe me. I know vegetables now. You've got, we were looking, Nick and I were looking on your website this morning before we went on air, and we see that you're offering a special experience with snow leopards. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, snow leopards are cool.
That's
yeah.
right. And that starts next weekend. We have the International Snow Leopard Weekend, and this is all part of a program that we've started just this year with Wild Encounters. And it gives people the opportunity to go behind the scenes and experience some of our incredible animals really up close. It's been a really successful program that we launched this year, and we're going to take advantage of that by celebrating Snow Leopard Weekend next weekend. And we've got lots of other activities as well, because you can also do that with the lemurs the following weekend after that. So this, again, just gives our guests this really great experience to hear from the keepers firsthand about the kind of care that they get at the Toronto Zoo and what it's like to manage these amazing species.
It would be really cool. Like, how close are you talking? Because it'd be really cool, like, be able to have a lemur, like, sit on your arm, on your shoulder, and just be able to, like, you know, high five him or something. I don't know. I've never, like, held a monkey. That'd be, how close?
You may get to feed them. So you'll be that close to them. So you'll be able to look at their little, their fingers and just see how dexterity, how they pick up their food. They're quite an incredible, and they're beautiful little animals to look at as well.
Yeah,
and those are all an additional cost, but if you were to come out to the Toronto Zoo this weekend for Thanksgiving, there's lots of free things to do. We've actually got the Great Pumpkin, which is this massive pumpkin that's in our courtyard, and it's not a real pumpkin, so it's a giant pumpkin that used to be at Plant World that's now been moved to the Toronto Zoo for some great photo ops for the month of October.
Oh, cool.
Now, you say not extra. Can you be a little more specific there? Because I know that there's a fee for entering the zoo. And
yeah.
with that fee, you can see all of the main permanent attractions. Am I correct?
Absolutely. So that includes our photo ops. It includes our keeper talks. It includes access to the kids' zoo. Everything is included at the Toronto Zoo. The only additional charge is if you want to do these wild encounters, which are unique for the next couple of weekends with the snow leopards and the lemurs.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Halloween there a few moments ago. Tell us about the special Halloween celebration at the zoo. I find that fascinating.
Well, it's wonderful for young kids particularly, because kids 12 and under, if they come to the zoo in costume for the last two weekends in October, they get in free. And this year we're launching something new called the Boomobile, which is our Zoomobile, but with a bit of a spooky theme to it. And that also gives you access to a carousel ride as well. And then from an education perspective, we have Bump in the Night programming, which is on the Saturday evenings from 6:30 until 8 p.m. This is a really, you learn about unique characteristics of nocturnal creatures and how they manage in the dark. And it ends with a moonlight hike to see the Arctic wolves. And you might even be able to hear them howling at the moon as well.
Oh, wow.
There's something for you to do Halloween. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
under
12.
There is. Like I said, October is such a beautiful month to visit the zoo. TorontoZoo.com has all of our information on it. As well, the last couple of weeks of October is when it's our guest's last opportunity to see a temporary exhibit we have at the zoo called Washed Ashore. And this is amazing sculptures of sea mammals that are made entirely from plastics that have washed ashore from the oceans around the world. And it's an amazing installation. And the Toronto Zoo has also made its own Polly Bear, we call her. It's a polar bear, larger than life, that was made from plastics that have washed ashore locally. So we want our guests to realize that this isn't just, you know, an ocean problem. This is a problem because some of the plastics we've recovered came from our local shoreline cleanups, the Dawn River. Local companies have donated them as well. So this is something that we need to really pay close attention to in our own backyards and the impact we're having with single-use plastics.
Yeah, if anywhere to deliver that message, it's the zoo, obviously, because a lot of this plastic impacts wildlife in its natural state. And
incredibly, particularly with the turtles in Rouge National Urban Park, you know, our local wildlife, even in the city, we've seen, you know, skunks walking around with plastic around them. Squirrels even have been, you know, photographed with the plastics caught around their neck. It is a significant issue in our city and our province, and there's simple steps that we can all take to minimize the impact these single-use plastics have on the wildlife, as well as on humans as well, because we're impacted by the microplastics that are in the water too.
Yeah, we had folks on just a few moments ago about water purity, and that's one of the things that they focus on is those microplastic.
It's micro everything.
Very
absolutely, exactly. And then if you do come to the zoo this October, you're probably going to notice some construction that's happening, and we're getting ready for our new Lumina Ignite experience that we're going to be opening in December. So you're going to see some construction around site. We're digging some trenches. We're putting down some fiber optics because this is going to be an amazing, interactive, multimedia experience. And it's never been in Toronto before. They've developed a unique story for the Toronto Zoo setting. It's a story of hope. It's a story about how we have learned to live with wildlife and the environment. And it's developed by a company from Montreal called Moment Factory, and it's going to be spectacular.
So the Lumina Night Walks, like, so it's a interactive walkthrough. Like, how exactly does it work?
So our path that we have determined for the Lumina experience will just start in our core woods. And I can't give too much of the story away because it's all part of the intrigue of this incredible night walk experience. But these Luminas exist around the world. There's one at Whistler. There's three in Quebec. The Singapore Zoo opened one a couple of years ago. And again, it's a nighttime experience. So it's the animals are not incorporated into it, but images of the animals are part of the whole experience. And as well, another one opened in Japan this year. So again, it's very difficult to describe because it is so unique and unlike anything we have seen here in Toronto. It's beyond just a light show or Christmas lights. It's nothing like that. It's telling a story by using our natural setting and using multimedia to be part of that. There's some exclusive, unique music that's been developed to support this night walk as well. It's going to be incredible to experience.
So I guess myself, my grandfather, and anyone else who wants to attend will be going and seeing that in December.
No kidding. I was going to say.
That was very interesting.
I was going to say, now we know why you're Director of Strategic Communications, Jennifer. That was very well done.
This is really unique for us. It's a new attraction. It's a new experience. It's to highlight that the zoo is open year-round, and it's to bring the zoo to life at night with this whole Perfect. Different experience.
I'm assuming folks can get full details on TorontoZoo.com?
TorontoZoo.com, follow us on Facebook, our Twitter, and also join us on Instagram. We've got some great photos on there as well.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. Jennifer,
have a great
thank
day.
You. For, you too. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. All right.
Jennifer Tracy, Director of Strategic Communications and Guest Services at the Toronto Zoo.